This is the only regional and high-level summit over the Gaza crisis since it happened. We only had conferences at the UN Security Council, and it always ended in failure. This summit faced many challenges from the beginning. It was called earlier by Egypt and included inviting President Biden. But before that took place, we found that the U.S. chose not to come to Cairo and hold a mini summit in Amman, Jordan, with the Palestinian Authority president and the King of Jordan and Egypt. But the bombing of this Presbyterian Palestinian hospital made it very difficult, and this summit in Amman was canceled. And President Biden left Israel back to the U.S. and did not choose to attend, and even only sent a chargé d'affaires at the U.S. embassy to attend the summit. America has the greatest influence on Israel and really the one that can win the Israeli war, but they choose not to attend. Some Arab states also boycotted the summit because they thought that Israel would attend and so refused to send any delegation, but at any rate, they are marginal in this conflict to have any impact. There was no final communique at the end because the European and the Arab sides quarreled. Should we condemn Hamas or not? Should we support the self-defense right for Israel, but not for the Palestinians? That also split the summit. And so there was no final communique at the end. And instead of this absent final communique by the summit, you had the Egyptian presidency issuing a statement explaining and assessing its aims that they wanted through this summit build an international consensus to stop this war that left casualties on both sides and emphasized that it won't allow the liquidation of the Palestinian cause on its territory and will defend its own sovereignty over Sinai. There was no agreement on an immediate ceasefire, nor securing a permanent supply of aid to the besieged Palestinians from Rafah crossing point. Arab attendance aimed at balancing with the biased European stand. In fact, speeches of the Arab leaders supported the Egyptian, Jordanian, and Palestinian stand, rejecting any transfer of Gaza into Sinai as a final solution to the Palestinian cause.
In a press release issued by the presidency of the Arab Republic of Egypt on the Cairo Peace Summit, the spokesperson said Egypt looked forward to the participants launching a global call for peace. This shall lead in a short period of time to the establishment of an independent Palestinian state along the June 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. President Biden also stressed the commitment to the two-state solution. With the Israeli rage over the loss of civilians, do you envision any path for negotiating an independent Palestinian state?
This is a social protracted conflict, meaning it is complex, deep-rooted, it lasts a long time, it goes through cycles of violence and silence, but never ends in a knockout or final showdown battle. Only when the Israelis realize that this cycle of vengeance and counter-strikes will not bring them any permanent peace, and their peace would be more beneficial than imposing fake peace by force, there will be no change. Destroying Hamas will not end the conflict. Later, you will get Hamas 2 and Hamas 3. The two-state solution was really envisioned from the beginning of this conflict in 1947 when they called for the division of Palestine between the Jews and the Palestinians. And it was reaffirmed again in the Oslo Agreement that was signed in 1993. But once it was signed, both sides began to reject and refuse to apply it. We had the Israelis killing their own prime minister, Yitzhak Rabin, in 1995 because they didn't accept or approve this two-state solution. So the ball is on both sides. They have to agree that there is no military solution to this problem, and on the only feasible and rightful solution is a two-state solution. But so far, I don't see anybody is doing anything without the EU and the US imposing it and using diplomatic, economic, political pressure on the two sides. There is no way you will have new cycles of violence in the future after this one ends.